This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 148 for Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Don't do that.
All right. Here we are. We have a little different backdrop tonight.
Back at the store, pecking.
So that means only one thing. We leave tomorrow for the Atlanta Penn Show.
Woo!
So, let me give that to you.
Most of you know by now, I don't get excited about packing for shows anymore, but it's actually going to be a more enjoyable trip because we leave Wednesday night and we are making a couple really, really fun stops.
Yes. We're stopping at 4 a.m. so I can work. Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, it's
not. That's true.
It is true. Actually, it is true. We are driving as far as we can at 4 o'clock. I'm going to stop and I'm going to work for a couple hours.
I'm sleeping.
Lisa's going to sleep. And then when I am done, approximately 6:30-ish, we are going to go and find some breakfast.
And then we have a dear friend and a good customer who has a pull at the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And we will be going to the National Corvette Museum. Is super excited.
Yeah, I know Lisa can't contain herself.
We went a couple years ago, but we didn't go into the museum.
We did. We went in the, I don't know what you call it, atrium. That's not the right word, but.
The lobby. The foyer. Yeah. I mean, it's big.
It is big, and yeah. I would check it out, but it's been probably 10 years since I've been in the museum itself. So we're going to go check that out and see what progress they've got going on with the floor.
Big sinkhole that
big
was
sinkhole
they're
putting in cement this week, so that should be exciting to see. So,
Hopefully we can even see our friend Ivan's car. He donated 5 cars to the museum, and one of them was on display not too long ago.
Yeah, one's on display, so I got to go check. It's a red 66 for you car fans out there, and I want to say it's either got, I got to check. It's either got a white or a black hood stripe, but anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to go and check out Ivan's car and see everything. My goal is to leave without buying a car. That's my plan.
Oh, so funny.
Anyway, but Brian's excited, and it was really sweet of Ivan to arrange tickets for us, and it'll be fun. It'll also be a nice change of pace. Usually, you guys know, we leave the night before, we drive all night, we don't get any sleep, we get there in time to set up, and so this way, it'll be nice to rest a little bit. And then, from Bowling Green, once we're done at the Corvette Museum, we drive to Atlanta, and we are going to go to Atlanta Penn Show organizer Jimmy Dolive. He has a store, so we're going to go to Total Office Products and check it out. It's a weird sound.
I'm excited. Jimmy's cool. I want to check out his store. He was actually featured at one of the, I think I mentioned this before, but one of the more recent Mont Blanc managers meeting, they actually featured his store because the way it was set up and how they advertised Mont Blanc, so it'd be really cool. We're always interested to look at how other people set up their shops and get ideas on how to display stuff. So it'll be a lot of fun. And Jimmy's just a good egg anyway. So
maybe you need a Argyle sweater vest.
That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it? Argyle sweater vest, and then I need like a little silver chain, and then Jimmy always wears this magnifying glass.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, really nice. Very ornate. Very nice. And you can always tell Jimmy he's got a sweater vest and a big magnifier.
A big Mr. T silver chain.
I've never seen him use it, though.
How you know it's him. So we get in Thursday to Atlanta. We see Jimmy's store. And then we actually have a whole night in a hotel to sleep. What are we going to – I don't know how to handle that. We get to start the show refreshed.
Well, it's not how we planned it because we were supposed to set up Friday night, but there's an event in the hall
Friday morning,
so.
Yeah, but that's fine. We get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, we'll get a good night's sleep. Our good friend Mike is actually showing up Thursday night or Thursday afternoon, so we might be able to hook up with him Thursday night. Have a couple of beverages. She doesn't think that's a good idea. I think it's a phenomenal idea. Mike's a great guy.
No, it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
So I usually just get in trouble. That's what that was.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But Atlanta should be a good show. There's a very strong pen club in Atlanta, and they help take good care of all the vendors so that the burden is not solely on Jimmy. And they're just a really friendly group.
Mm-hmm.
Yaffa will be there, so it'll be fun to see Kenny.
Yeah, a couple of years in a row. Like Kenny sits out he's the first person you have to pass. And he always plays like Motley Crue or something while he's setting
Jeff
up.
Jeff Leppard or something hardcore. And so you've got good jam and music to set up to. Kenny's a trip.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So it'll be good to see him. So see what news coming out. There's some new products from Yaffa that we're gonna bring home.
Exactly.
So that's exciting. And
we shop just as much as customers at shows. Yeah, well, maybe more.
Probably more. what else? Events going on that weekend. I think Mont Blanc actually themselves is going to be there.
Yes.
There's going to be a rumor of a testing station. So that could be exciting. What I hope that is, and I don't know for sure, is to be able to test all the different nib options for Mont Blanc pens. Most people know you can get your extra fine, medium broad, but Mont Blanc also has other options. They have oblique double broad. They have all these other weird nibs that you can special order. The problem is you don't know how they are until you can actually, get your hands on a pen and try it. So that's what I believe is going to happen. So they'll have a testing station, probably some inks there too, I'm sure.
That'll be cool.
But it's going to be cool. And it's if you're interested at all, even if you're not, Mont Blanc does not go to shows. So this is a very rare occurrence. To talk with the Southern Mont Blanc rep and to see what's going on. So
yeah,
that's going to be very cool.
And then let's see, we've got a breakfast planned with Mike. We've got I think dinner plans with a very dear old friend of mine, and that should be a good.
We're not going to mention who it is.
No.
Why not?
No.
We're not going to mention who that is. So we're going to move right along. Currently. It's top secret.
Well, it is until things are confirmed. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be part reunion, part business meeting. Yeah. So we're excited about that. And then one of the nights, I don't have confirmation. We're supposed to be part of this thing, but nobody's gotten in touch with me.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a Pen Addict thing going on. Brad Dowdy, Mike Hurley. Mike Hurley's coming over from England.
Anna from the Well-Appointed Desk.
I don't know if that's Saturday night or when that is. But we
were mentioned in a tweet at one point, but Brad's never actually – all he said was you have to be there.
Well, okay.
I haven't heard.
Right. So that's going on. They will actually be right next to us, so I guess it should be pretty easy to figure out when that is. So, what else? Are there seminars? Yeah, I don't even have the website open.
I don't know. Does Jimmy usually have seminars? I don't recall. It's a well-attended show. The hotel is very nice. And I don't think there are too many seminars.
Ooh, there's a grand prize drawing on Sunday at 4 p.m. Goodness. The Delta, how do you pronounce this?
Indigenous people.
It's the new indigenous people. Papuasi, maybe? Must be present to win. Now, we had one of our friends last year won the prize. It looks like there's going to be a Rick Will pen.
He's a trim.
Given away, really cool looking Conway Stewart pen that's got some adornment on it and all sorts of cool stuff. So let's check the schedule so you guys know what it is. Friday, open to the public at noon. It runs noon to 5. So Friday,
that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Kind of a short day, but just enough to get your feet wet. Saturday, the big day. 8 a.m. registration is set up. Early admission 9 o'clock for the weekend pass holders. Open to the public at 10. Looks like Susan Worth is going to be doing her standard seminar. Deb Basil's doing two different seminars, Italian calligraphy and cursive handwriting. So that's those should be good. If you're interested in those, I would sign up for those right away. Get in early. She always fills up.
Mm-hmm.
Show ends at 5. Oh, here's the thing right here, maybe. That doesn't sound the same thing.
Sunday morning, dealer set up at 9, at 8, early admission at 9, and open to the public at 10. The same three seminars, Susan Worth, and then two by Deb Basil. Italian calligraphy, I think that's new for her.
That might be, I don't know.
Yeah. And then the show closes at
5
with the grand prize drawing at 4.
So you got to hang around to the bitter end there for that. So
was it last year that Bob Scott won David?
Bob Scott won the David, which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Which he gave to his wife.
It has
Naked David on the clip.
The Naked David on that clip, yeah.
So he's a big man. It was entertaining to watch him walking around showing off his naked man.
So let's see. What weekend pass early admission, $25.
It's worth it.
Absolutely worth it, especially if you're a vintage collector. We've said it before.
Get there early.
Get there early. You never know what the good stuff actually trades well before Friday, but I mean other exceptionally rare stuff, but you can still find really, really great stuff. Friday is going to be the day that the good stuff is going to be there. Regular daily admission, $8. Children under 12 are free.
Awesome.
I don't pass for that anymore.
Close.
Yeah, close, right. Let's see. Anything else?
That's it.
So it is at the Wyndham Atlantic Galleria. Powers Ferry Road, nice hotel. You can get all the information at atlantapenshow.com. So check
there
it out. So there it is.
Cool.
We should now mention, let's move forward a couple weeks.
No.
Perhaps my favorite pen show of the year. The site of us. What happened? A couple, like 5 years ago, something happened there. What was the?
Sunday was slow.
Sunday was slow 5 years ago.
5 years ago, we had all these people fly in to hang out.
So 5 years ago in Chicago, we got married. So
At the Penn Show.
We Saturday were at events.
Night at the Penn Show.
I'll never forget Don Levin coming up to me, and he was just laughing his head off. He says, you gotta check this out. He says, the hotel came up to me and said, we are so, so sorry. Somebody put a wedding on your program. in one of your rooms.
On the Penn Show schedule.
And schedule. No, it's supposed to be there.
That's how it's supposed to be. Yep.
So anyway,
I can't believe it's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years.
Wow.
5 years and 50 some pen shows. sorry for that.
How does that work out?
I don't know. It's a different hotel this year.
First time in a long time.
So that'll be interesting. We don't have any idea, but I think it's going to go off just fine. There is an auction, which I'm excited about. And if you're on the Facebook Pen Trace page, I don't believe it's on the Chicago Pen Show website yet. Don Levin posted pictures of a number of items with a link to his Smug Mug account, and there's some fantastic stuff. There's some really cool ephemera.
It scares me.
A nice overlay, snail pattern overlay. Really, really cool stuff. So check it out. We'll talk more about it in. The coming weeks, but it looks like it's going to be the classic Chicago Pen Show, just a different location this year. So we're excited about that.
It's only a couple miles from the old hotel. I'm not sure if they'll go back to the Westin after this or not.
It'd be sad if they didn't.
Yeah, except that
it's expensive. Holy smokes!
It is expensive. I mean, just parking alone is $20 for the day.
Yeah.
But it was. I mean, it's centrally located. It's near the airport, but everything was expensive. You know, breakfast was expensive. Just getting a cup of coffee was expensive. Nothing.
Show rate was like what? $159.
Yeah. So if it doesn't go back to the Westin, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
No, as long as it's the same weekend, that'd be all right. So it's always nice to have the Penn Show. I've been going to that show for a long time.
A long time. Yeah.
This might be my 15th year. Maybe going to Chicago.
Right.
Been a long time. So anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up in the coming weeks. So
always a good show.
Yeah, just wanted to mention that Pen Trace Facebook page, and we'll post a link later. So Don Levin's Smug Mug, it's really cool stuff he's got in the auction. All right, what else is going on? We're not necessarily rushing through this, but we got to finish packing. I've got some work to do. And we leave tomorrow at 5 p.m. ish.
Yeah.
So
we've got work to do.
We're going to be up late tonight.
We added a few employees to our staff at the store. So big welcome to Emily and Lindsay and Garrett to the Anderson Penn's family. They're all settling in nicely. Everybody's fitting in. We are a small family-run business, and we intend to stay that way. So when we choose people to join us, they have to work well with the existing dynamic.
80 hours a week.
Yep. But we're excited. They're all bringing different things to the table, and we're excited to have them all. Yep. So that's cool.
So, and for you, up to do
some Lisa
other things,
to work on some of the projects we've got on that long list of things that we want to get done.
And it'll free Dave up to do some things to help me out too. So
exactly, it's time.
Yeah, it's real good, cool. We took us a little while, but we got the right people. So
yeah,
we're very happy.
Let's see, some sad news we've mentioned before. Diamine Inc. and Pensac prices increase tomorrow. We put it off for a couple weeks. We hate price increases. So when we get last minute notice, we like to give our customers enough time to take advantage of it, and many of you did. Now is the time to stock up before the price increase.
So I'll be bumped. Those are going to go up tomorrow sometime. So we did finally get in.
I got it in
the, you can't see it through here. The new Anderson Penn's nibs, number 6 size, made by Yovo.
Wayne hates that.
I know Wayne hates it. Here it is.
Sorry, Wayne.
And both stainless steel, single tone and two tone nibs. Extra fine, medium, broad. Those just came in. We're excited about those. They're nice. They fit in just about any pen that's got a number 6 nib. Pretty much almost every Monteverde pen. Conklin.
Noodlers.
All the Noodlers pens, even Edison, Franklin Christoph. If you want to take the nib units apart, they'll fit in there.
Quite a number of different pens.
Probably a few dozen things I'm not thinking of at the time. So,
super smooth writers.
Yeah, they're nice. They're nice.
We kept the logo nice and clean and simple. So we are excited to have them all in. We had the 1.1 and the 1.5. And we were just waiting on the others. So that's pretty exciting.
And there they are. So yep. A couple very exciting things that one has just surprised us today and wasn't expecting it to come in. I totally
blew us away.
Blew us away.
We don't usually get tracking and for this particular company, and this came as a big surprise.
So Lisa actually calls me, and she never calls me, so I figure that's usually a...
That's important.
That's important, or it's a bad sign, or something's going on. We spilled some ink or something. I don't know.
We don't spill ink.
And she says, you'll never guess...
What happened?
What came in today? I said, I sat there for about 10 seconds. I'm trying to think...
What's big enough for me to call?
I got no idea.
Yeah.
What's big enough to call? And so she says this.
No. Let me preface this by saying we did not get nearly, we got a very, very, very small percentage of our total order, but we do have a few. Get ready, put your fingers on the keyboard, seriously. These will be gone by the time we come in the morning. JFK by Mont Blanc, the navy blue ink. Everybody has been waiting for months for this. Comes in this adorable.
So it's the 30 mil bottle, the same bottle as the pink.
As the pink. This adorable little bottle. Gorgeous color.
That's a great bottle. In fact, we had an empty pink bottle that we had for samples, and I was going to put it on the website, and I like this bottle, I'm going to keep it. So
you took the pink out, right?
Well, I didn't do anything with it, but
yeah.
But yeah, it's a nice little bottle, 30 mil bottle, navy blue.
Color everybody's been waiting for.
Cool box.
Finally came in.
Yeah, so JFK Ink is, and I just put it up on the website. If you'd like, we can deliver.
We can bring it to the show.
To Atlanta. But
order it today. Otherwise, it's going to be gone by morning. And by the time that we leave, I know that there'll be none left.
So. Anyway, that's that. And
we also have another ink scheduled to arrive tomorrow. I checked tracking.
What is that? I don't remember.
The long-awaited J. Herbin Ocean Blue in the newly formulated, from what I understand, the new formulation, that's what everybody's been waiting for, the same blue ocean, the ocean blue, with the gold flakes.
So like the Stormy Gray?
Like the Stormy
Gray. And aren't
we getting
some Stormy Gray in too?
We already got Stormy Gray in.
Oh, we did.
Yes.
We got Stormy Gray in.
It's on the site, on the shelf. We are getting... Dave and I hide it from you. We are getting quite a few bottles, but again, not all of our order, but I'll take what I can get. So that will be in probably tomorrow in the afternoon. That comes FedEx, so that's in the afternoon sometime.
Cool. And last but certainly not least.
No, we're excited.
We alluded to this, what, about two or three weeks ago.
And some of you who have been into the store have seen these.
We saw these locally, and we decided to buy a couple samples, and because we liked them, we ended up spending about a half an hour looking at all the different options.
And we're getting 14 boxes on Thursday.
We're getting 14 boxes of this stuff on Thursday. So what these are is, if you can see this here, these are journals by a company called Paper Blanks, and they are very, very, very cool. And you can see. Even the side is printed, so it's got that kind of old-fashioned look to it. And many of the journals have this metal
clasp
on it. They have some large ones that have double clasps on them, but then they just open up, and then you can open up your journal. They all have these little what they call memory pockets in the back, so you can put stuff in there, receipts and stuff. And then they also have, a red, a red bookmark in them.
Many of them also have a black elastic. Let's see if I can show that. I can't show that. The black elastic strap to keep it closed.
Yeah, if they don't have a clasp, usually they have a clasp. But
they are absolutely gorgeous.
And the covers are typically inspired by some... 17th century work. But the best part is you're saying, okay, that's great, but how do they,
How's the paper?
How's the paper? The paper is very, is nice and heavy, and I don't have a weight on it. But like you see, I started writing on mine. You see there? But on the back side, you can barely see anything. There's almost no bleed through whatsoever. Very smooth, no feathering. I used a couple different pens, medium and broad nibs, just
wonderful paper. We bought them and brought them home, started to use them, and then started to do some research to see who else carried them, and really not that many people do, but there are some really wonderful reviews about the brand and about the journals and the paper. So we are thrilled to have them.
They're gorgeous. Every single one
is beautiful.
Yeah, and it was really hard to, they sent us the catalog, and the company is very well organized. Their catalog is just, it's amazing. They come in different sizes. Yours is the Ultra.
Mine is the Ultra.
So that's the largest size that we're gonna carry. They have one bigger, but
yes.
The Ultra, and then they have I think this one is the MIDI.
Mm-hmm.
This is the MIDI size, which is about...
It's about 5x8.
5x8, a little bit, maybe a little bit smaller. They have a mini size, which is a little bit smaller. We're going to get that.
They have a micro, but we're not going to carry that right away.
There's some slims, some reporters. So just a number of different sizes. I think we're getting four different sizes in.
Mm-hmm. And gorgeous. Every single cover is just gorgeous. There should be images on the site.
Yeah, everything is up. I don't have much in the way of descriptions for them, but the images are there.
We'll get better descriptions up after Atlanta. They shipped faster than we thought.
Yeah.
And we didn't have time to get everything ready, plus get the show ready. So at least we've got a shell and some images, and that's a good start.
But, they'll be available soon. We'll get them in Thursday, whether we get them Dave and Emily getting checked in is another matter. So
Thursday or Friday they'll be in.
Yeah, look forward to those. Those are really cool. We're gonna bring them to the show so you can see what they look like. They're very, very cool.
Yeah. I've had mine kicking around in my briefcase and it's held up really well. They're just gorgeous.
Can't say enough good things about them. So anyway, that's the big news for the week. So
we got restocked in a number of things. Poor Emily has been deluged with things going out, things coming in. Kaweco was restocked. We got this huge box from Schaefer. All sorts of fun stuff. What else?
I have no idea. You don't tell me anything anymore. I know. I didn't even know it was Stormy Rain.
Oh, it was last week. You should pay attention. More stuff coming. Of course, we will bring back all sorts of crazy things from Atlanta because Yaffa will be there. And then we'll bring back crazy things after Chicago because Kenra will be there. Did we get any Oma in?
We have some Omas that came in. So we do have a number of Omas. I don't have them up yet. They will be at the show. You can see them. The London Smoke and the Milord. The new was it the Ludovico Omas, that real cool matte black with the black finish trim Milord. We have that, and we've got a couple of other Milords in stock that we're going to be bringing to the show, so that's going to be exciting. There's some really, really cool looking pens, so not up on the website yet, but you can see them in person this weekend.
That's
about it. You got any shout outs this week? Everybody going to Atlanta.
Everybody going to Atlanta. Charles called to see how my eyes were. Roger Priest called. Apparently, we both had eye surgery at about the same time. And he got an old teak as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I remember reading that. So, yep. Very cool. See, you got an old teak. I got nothing. I got a wife with fantastic eyes. You're wearing readers.
I know, so I can see them.
Oh, it's computer.
Yeah. Other than that, just everybody in the chat, you guys are always awesome for hanging out and for adjusting to the time change, but we needed to do it early so that we could still be here.
So
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I think we're going to keep it short tonight. We got to get packing so we can bring stuff to the show for you guys. I really hope we can see you. We'll be there Friday. Friday, and great day to come and chat. Other than that, I think that's it. So let's wrap this up. Thanks for joining in. Use your pens. Write to us, Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Send us an email. You can email Brian at
brian@andersonpens.com.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.com. See, I shouldn't mess with the status quo there. No. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.AndersonPens.com.
And the website is AndersonPens.com.
So, join the mailing list. Check out the blog for updates, new products, events in the store, all that good stuff. Thanks much for listening to your podcast. We will see you next week, or we will see you at the show. So, have a good night, everyone.
Watch out, raccoons.
Yeah.